until you cross the finish line and the judge says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Somebody needed to hear this today. Somebody needed to hear this today. Maybe it's you. Maybe you need to repent. Maybe you need to confess that you've kind of fallen down in the race. Maybe you've got some sin that's weighing you down. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's adultery. Maybe it's fornication. Maybe it's dishonesty. Maybe it's dishonesty on your income tax. Maybe it's dishonesty in your business decisions. Maybe it's failure to teach your children to walk in the ways of the Lord. Maybe it's a failure to be a good and godly example, either as a parent or a grandparent. Who knows what it is? The Holy Spirit is certainly adequate to pierce your mind and heart and bring conviction. And that's a good thing. But if you resist the conviction, you will end up with condemnation. Don't let it get to that. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. I believe that the Holy Spirit has spoken to many today. None of this was scripted today. I've relied upon the Holy Spirit to guide my thoughts and my tongue and how this was woven together. I trust it made a difference in your life. Make your heart an altar today. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org. Tell others about it. Listen to the program again right there on the website, the archive section. You can listen to all of our programs there. If you want a CD of the program, it's available for you to get to $6 to Save America Ministries. God bless you, be a blessing, and run the race that is set before you. It's Olympic faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock. We seem to be having why we're not seem to be able to get him. We're going to just play a little music and see what we can do, and we'll be back here in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to see if we can find Dr. Blaylock, because we always enjoy having him as a guest, and he has the most wonderful newsletters. I don't know how many of you read those newsletters, but his newsletter, certainly the most recent one, was fascinating to me. And it simply was talking about the bacteria in the intestine. Now, of course, I mean, why would that be of any interest to anybody, you know, the number of bacteria in the intestine? Well, something I never learned in medical school. And that is, of course, that the intestine makes up a large part of our immune system. Most people think about lymph nodes and spleen and thymus. But, of course, so much of the immune system has to do with the skin. It has to do with the intestine. And, of course, we live in a world of germs. And if the intestine, the immune system is not adequate, why, we will get into all sorts of problems. And God has equipped us and allowed us to live in a world full of bacteria. And, of course, depended upon the immune response to the viruses and funguses and bacteria surround us. And basically, of course, the bacteria in your intestine play an important part in the digestion of your food. And if you take antibiotics and you kill some of the bacteria, then the bacteria that go back are often not good bacteria. And this is why many of the health food stores actually sell something called probiotic, and basically they're capsules that actually have lots and lots of bacteria in them to give you a normal bacteria flora in your intestinal tract. And people will take these, especially if they've taken antibiotics. But they find out that certainly if you actually don't have normal bacteria, you have all sorts of problems, not only with your immune system, you have problems as far as your mind, its functioning of your mind, functioning of many of your other organs. And a normal gut bacteria makes all the difference in the world. Well, right now, of course, we're waiting to get Dr. Blaylock, and so we're going to just do open lines. If you're out there in the listening audience and have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're not able to get our guests, so it's going to be open lines, and our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And so, what is happening in America? Well, as you heard me say many times, why, we're simply living on borrowed money, and we're spending 43 cents out of every dollar that is put out today by the federal government is borrowed. Where is it borrowed from? It's borrowed from the Federal Reserve System. Where does the Federal Reserve System get the money? They create it out of nothing. One of the sharpest people that I know as in government was a woman named Sheila Bair, B-A-I-R, and Sheila basically was the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Company. Oh, let's see. It looks like maybe we have Russell on the line. Russell, let's see. Russell, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, great. I'm so glad we got hold of you. And certainly, I was not looking forward to doing a monologue for an hour. Anyway, so you go ahead and pick up the story with what we're going to be talking about this evening. For those of you who don't know, Dr. Blaylock is a retired neurosurgeon. Well, he's not really retired because he does an awful lot of research, and he writes a newsletter, the Blaylock Wellness Report, which we subscribe to and which we certainly recommend. And Dr. Blaylock's with us as often we can get him on to keep us abreast of what is really taking place medically. But tonight, I'm not so certain we're going to be talking about medicine as much. What were we going to talk about tonight, Russell?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about some general principles. If you're a person that's interested in following what's happening to our republic, as your listeners are, and as certainly you are in great depth, what we're seeing is the coming destruction of the republic. And this is a culmination that's been going on for 100 years of assault, very slowly, very quietly, not with a lot of fanfare, particularly in the beginning. Most of us that are in our 60s remember back in the period of the 50s and early 60s, most of the conservatives knew about John Dewey. They knew about the Franklin Roosevelt Revolution and who was behind him, how the banking interests were making money out of the Great Depression. But what's happened is the tax-free foundations, using their combined strength, which even at the time of the 1950s was equal to $1 trillion, far greater than the wealth of the combined wealth of the United States. So they had an enormous amount of money for which to carry out their nefarious plan. And when we start looking at this in some depth, what we see is there's two basic worldviews. The United States, as it was formed in our founding, was a real aberration of what the world had known before. Before, it was considered that elites should rule the world. This was known as a concept of Gnosticism. Eric Voegelin, who was a great thinker in this area, pointed out that virtually all the governments up until the period of of our founding endorsed this idea of rule by elites. It came through Plato, really emphasized it quite strong. And if you read the socialist literature, they all say that socialism began with Plato. And this is the rule of elites, the king, the philosopher king. But it goes back even further than that. And during this period, this was firmly established. Well, with the formation through the years that led up to the Illuminati government, what we had was an idea that we need to bring this to absolute power in the entire world. That the problem we've had with the world is that our elites were not properly chosen, that they weren't actually philosophers. They were kings that were appointed or inherited their position, their hierarchical position. So they, what had happened is over the period of history from the time of Plato, this rule by elites had been deviated to this inherited system. The idea of the Illuminati was to bring it back to the idea of the philosopher kings. In other words, people of reason and power, of intelligence, would be the chosen rulers of society. Well, in the American founding, there was a deviation in which we tried to create a society with the greatest amount of freedom for the population, careful control of these individuals who believed in the power of the elite. So there's two competing systems. One is where the elites rule society in all of its aspects, which we call collectivism, and the opposite, which was a society of freedom, where there's minimizing the power of these elites over individual lives and the maximization of freedom through private property. Well, these two competing thoughts, lines of thought, have been at war ever since. And we see that if you look at the idea of the collectivist, that is collectivizing society and controlling its every aspect, and all individuals are the under the control of the elites, a small band of the elite. When we look at that, what we see is the greatest concentration of power in the history of the world, and we see the greatest mass death that has ever been perpetrated in the history of the world. In the last 100 years, it's been estimated the communists and the other collectivist governments of the world have murdered, this is murder by their government, at least 200 or 300 million people, equal to the entire population of the United States today. So this concentrated mass death and the creation of a gulag system in the case of the Soviet Union and in Southeast Asia and China, and the creation of concentration camps in National Socialist Nazi Germany and the police state and the Mussolini. These were the manifestations of this way of thinking, that the elites rule. And for the first time, the world witnessed a form of government that was different than had existed even of the other governments under kings and these inherited rulers.
And I think it's so important, Russell, that people really understand that communism had nothing to do with helping people. It had nothing to do with overthrowing the ruling banking elite. Communism was simply a vehicle of centralizing power in the hands of a few wealthy people. It was the dictatorship of the proletariat. And that is why communist leaders have always worked very closely with capitalist leaders, because they all want the same things. In fact, I even wrote a treatise on the Communist Capitalist Alliance, and there's another one up on the internet by the same title by Dr. Pease, who is a professor. I've tried to get him onto a radio program. He's frankly afraid to come because he knows there'll be tremendous retaliation about anybody who tells the truth about communism. We have all these, you know, head in the clouds university professors and students who think that communism is a means of combating our elite without realizing that it is our elite who are financing communism. They want this type of rule. Only they want to be the rulers, and they've done everything they could to install that ruthless tyranny over in Russia so they can justify having ever more power over our lives to protect us from those terrible elitist murderers, communists, that they've installed and financed in Russia and in China and in Vietnam and in tragic countries throughout the world. But you go right ahead.
Well, and you begin to understand this and appreciate what you've just said, and that the so-called capitalist leaders, the elite of the capitalist nations, and the elite of the so-called communist or the collectivist nations, share this same view that elites should rule. So the international banking houses, the people of enormous wealth, if you look at J.P. Morgan, he was an admirer of Karl Marx. He felt like the elite should rule, and that he should use his massive wealth, along with the Rockefellers and the other very rich families, the Jacob Schiffs and et cetera. They felt that they should use their enormous wealth to bring about this collectivism and rule by elites. Well, as you say, the enemy that they created was the ruthless National Socialists of Germany, Mussolini and Italy, and the Soviet Communists. They were the ones at which they could point to and said, well, we're not like those guys. We're the soft collectivism. We're the ones that our ideas are the betterment of man. And so if you don't accept our program, there's always the program of the evil masters over here that we've given you an example of. Well, if you read in depth in Lenin, what you find Lenin saying is it's the exact same thing. Lenin believed in what's called the total critique of society. This was an idea that was worked out by Gerhard Niemeyer, who was a brilliant analyst of the Soviet and communist collectivist system. He spent his entire life studying this and written some of the greatest books. One of his great books was Between Nothingness and Paradise, in which he analyzes in great detail exactly what it was that Lenin believed. And Lenin believed, like J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller and Rothschild, that elites should rule and we need to erase everything that's existed.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
To Stan and Costa, Dr. Blaylock is simply pointing out that in the communist countries, why, of course, you read the communist writings, they want, of course, to remold man and to make him serve the state, to serve the rulers. And basically, communism is nothing more than a group of very powerful people controlling and manipulating society. Here in the United States, you have these people of great wealth working through the great tax-exempt foundations. And what was their purpose? Why to use the wealth of the foundations to influence the educational system and the churches and the universities to remold the people so that they would simply serve the masters. Basically, these people work very closely together, the Soviet leaders and the communist, pardon me, the capitalist leaders. In fact, you'll remember, of course, when Gorbachev, who was a mass murderer, he was responsible for the Afghan war in the 1980s and making all the bombs that looked like a little toys so they could drop them in the Afghan villages, and the little kids would come along and pick up the toys and blow off their hands and feet and blind them. And Gorbachev was a murderer. And yet, of course, what happened when he was deposed over in Russia? Well, we brought him to the United States and gave him offices there at the Presidio. Did anybody ever ask why? Why don't we get, man, he was the head of this terrible totalitarian state, and he gets offices at the Presidio. And people do not understand how this all works. If you haven't read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, we've kept it in print, goes into what the great tax-exempt foundations are doing. You can certainly read my, watch my interview with Norman Dodd, who actually headed the research for the congressional committee that investigated the foundations. And Norman Dodd just simply tells you how the great tax-exempt foundations were working under a directive to so alter life in America that one day we could be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And that's a DVD called The Dangerous Deception, probably one of the most important interviews ever recorded. But you go right ahead, Russell.
Well, and the reason that they knew that we could peacefully merge with the Soviet Union was because they shared this philosophy. They both agreed on the same thing, and that was a totalitarian rule by elite and the remaking of man. All history would be erased prior to their arrival and their power. All morality, mores, all culture would be erased and replaced. Lenin constantly emphasized that we have to have this continuous war communism, this revolution that never ends, because these bourgeois values are so ingrained in the public that they're going to have to be destroyed slowly over many years, where we're constantly destroying the people that refuse to give up these values. And when he talks about the bourgeois values, it's also including Christian values, religious values, cultural values, the quest and need for freedom, for private property. All these things need to be removed from individuals and the new consciousness inserted in the new man. And the new man's whole purpose of living would be to follow the dictates of the elite. Now, this means that the Soviet leaders and the capitalist barons that we talk about, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the J.P. Morgans, they all shared this belief. It was very firmly adhered to, and that's why they worked together. Now, one of the illusions that we have when we teach our children about the Soviet experience is that communism was a quest to have a dictatorship of the proletariat. And in most people's mind, they think about, well, the poor peasant farmer who had small land lots in his farms and the workers in the factories. These were the people that were considered the backbone of the Soviet society and what this revolution was all about. Well, people who believe that have never read Lenin. Lenin and Marx himself detested workers. They thought industrial workers and people who were in factories were too stupid to take care of themselves and needed to be taken care of like children, you know, low IQ. The peasants were hated the most. And this is why if you look at the Soviet experience over 100 years, the massive people who were in the gulags, the masses of people who were killed, these millions killed, were peasants and workers in factories, the very people they claim the revolution was in behalf of. So we have this deception for selling this revolution when, in fact, they look at the common people with disdain and realize, as Marx says, the communists have to constantly control and correct the populace because they hang on to these patterns of the former order, so that never ends.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, I guess, is Russell Blaylock, and he's simply talking about what's going on here in America. And there's really so many people who really believe the government cares for them, the government wants to help them, and basically we have 46 million Americans on food stamps. Isn't it wonderful? Where is the government getting the money? They're simply borrowing it from themselves through inflation. And then we have 56 million people on Social Security payments. Isn't that wonderful? It's an insurance policy. No, it's a welfare system. They spent the money. They're using the money that's coming in now out of a payout to the senior citizens. Only there's not enough money coming in. So actually, they're having to make up the difference between what comes in and what goes out by borrowing the money. And they're doing the same thing with Medicare. They're probably about 50 million people on Medicare, but don't you worry. Another 79 million are going to be eligible in the next 19 years. And where's the money coming from? The whole thing is going to collapse. And then, of course, they're going to have total control over the individual. And everybody is going to lose all that they have invested in their pension funds, in their annuities, certainly in their stocks and their bonds and their life savings. And where do we look to for help when this happens? Why, we look to the very people who created the problem only. The people now will be out of office. They'll have their other agents in there. And they'll say no word from the government. Those bad guys were here before. But now we are going to help you through this difficult time. We're just going to have to temporarily suspend freedom. It's the only way we're going to be able to provide for the people. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to ration access to health care. They're going to, of course, control the lives of people. They're going to control where they live, what they do, how they travel. Everything is going to be controlled in America, just as it is in every totalitarian society. That is why they're in the process of, in my estimation, of intentionally destroying our economy today. Go right ahead, Russell.
Well, and, you know, my point being also is that it, while we look at the extremes of this collectivist idea, this elitist rule in the Soviet Union and communist countries of the world, we see the victims are the people in which the revolution was launched, the proletariat and the worker. In the United States under Obama, we see a similar thing. He came into office painting this illusion, this beautiful utopian picture for people of lower incomes and the people in need, saying, I'm going to transfer the money from this wealthy 1% and distribute it to you, and your life will be so much better. And I always remember this black woman on television who was living on welfare, and she faced the camera, and she said, oh, thank God, now I won't have to pay my rent anymore. She believed the illusion that he was going to pay her rent. Well, here it is 4 years later. Her rent's not being paid. But guess who's the victim, the first victim and the greatest victim of this system? It's going to be the poor, the people who are dependent on government. Now, as this depression deepens, as we get into the really severe stages of it, who do you think is going to be the worst affected by this? It's going to be the poorest people in this country, the people that have made themselves or been made to be dependent on government. They're going to be the first victims and the most intensely affected by it. The people who are in the upper classes, the people who have been saving their money, preparing for this, they're not going to be impacted as near as much as those people. Well, it's an exact parallel to what we saw happen in Soviet Union, Cuba, North Korea, China, all of these countries. It was the very same thing. They promised these people utopia, if you'll support me. The people supported them, and then they became the victim. Next thing you know, you have a police state, because the rule is, as you gain more and more power, you become more suspicious and frightened of the very people that you rule. Therefore, you've got to tighten the screws. You've got to make those people afraid of the government itself. That's the only way you can maintain your power. Because what happens, and this is in a brilliant book by John T. Flynn, what he shows is in every case, Mussolini, Hitler, the Soviet Union, Stalin, all of them, he said what happens eventually is the people realize that the government cannot fulfill the promise that they sold to the people. Then there's a crisis. The people may rebel and overthrow the government now that it realizes it's been tricked. The next stage, he said, in almost every case, is declare war. Once you declare war, it diverts the people. Then you preach patriotism, and the people forget their destitute condition, and all they can think about is defending their country against this enemy that has attacked their country. It solidifies them. It was used by Mussolini, it was used by Hitler, and it was used by the Soviet Union and Cuba. They always create an enemy because it's the only way out. Otherwise, the people realize that the government cannot fulfill it. This is the great lesson of socialism that people don't understand. Socialist governments cannot create anything. They cannot make a product. They cannot make new creations. They cannot innovate. They cannot do any of these things. All they can do is redistribute wealth and steal the wealth from the most creative elements of society. And what that does is progressively impoverishes everybody so that the society begins to have greater and greater deprivation, shortages, the things that we see in every collectivist society. I mean, like France, we see that the government suddenly announces to the French people, we don't have the money to be able to continue this support system we have. So the people pour out in the street and riot and burn and destroy. So what are the government's answer? Well, they elect a socialist, a full-blown socialist to run France. Well, at that stage, now you have a utopian socialist saying, I can fix everything if you just give me the power and support me. But he knows in his mind, socialism cannot create anything. Socialism cannot feed people. It cannot produce food. It cannot make water purify. All of these things depend on the productive elements of society, which are the true free market. If you look at any war, as John Jukes points out in his book, Ordeal by Planning, he said, if you look at World War I, World War II, which the socialists said, see, government can do things. He said, not one innovation during the war came from the government. It all came from private enterprise. Not one great weapon system came from the government. It came from private enterprise. The war was run by the power of free enterprise to supply these innovations. Even in Nazi Germany, under National Socialism, Hitler very quickly realized we have to use the capitalist industries, otherwise we have no military. Soviet Union, over 90% of all the weapons in the Soviet Union were made in the West. Anthony Sutton's careful research proved that. He showed that virtually every weapon system, down to the tanks and 4x4s, all the weapons made in the Soviet Union came from the West. Well, what were they coming from? They were coming from the private market, the free market.
And I think people have forgotten that a man named Henry Ford built the largest truck manufacturing factory anywhere in the world in a place called Gorky in communist Russia. And it was that, of course, the company that turned out the tanks that were used during the Second World War. And then, of course, when we got into Vietnam, it was the Henry Ford's plant there in Russia that was turning out the trucks and the tanks that were used in Vietnam against our forces. At least the trucks that were carrying the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail were Ford trucks built in Gorky by the Ford Motor Plant there, the largest truck manufacturing plant anywhere in the world, produced and created by Henry Ford and the Ford Motor Company. Nobody ever talks about that.
Now, there were two major producers of tanks in the Soviet Union, the Ford Motor Company and Gorky that you described, and the General Motors Company, both of which were products of Lenin inviting these people into the Soviet Union. When Lenin took over the Soviet Union, you know, as all utopian idealists find out very quickly, we can promise to people all sorts of things, but once we're in power, we have to fulfill those promises. He quickly realized he couldn't, that socialism creates nothing. It cannot feed the people. So he instituted what was called the New Economic Plan, the NEP, which he returned capitalism to the Soviet Union. And he invited, after his death, Stalin also invited the Ford Motor Company, General Motors, John Deere. All these companies were building these huge factories in the Soviet Union on the invitation of Lenin and later Stalin, and hundreds of thousands of workers were pouring during the Depression into the Soviet Union looking for jobs. They were promising them everything. Well, guess what happened? Once we built the plant, once it saved their revolution, they took over all the plants, and they put the Americans in the gulag. And they died. The vast majority of them died. Some eventually escaped and told the story of what happened. There's a very good book that goes into great detail of this the Depression invitation of American capitalists into the Soviet Union. Well, that's the only thing that saved the communism. And from after that period, they stole the capitalist ideas and the capitalist plans and use traitors and spies to bring the know-how and the creativity from the private market into the communist countries so that they could survive. Otherwise, if they had to live only on socialism, they would have all disappeared long ago. And when you look at North Korea, which is the most isolated of the communist governments, it is so impoverished, 1 million people a year were starving to death. The only thing they can produce is some of the largest concentration camps in the world. They have five major concentration camps. Camp 1 is as large as Los Angeles. It has a population of prisoners of over 50,000 people, most of whom never leave alive. We can't even imagine the type of control that's going on in these countries. But it all goes back to this idea of this utopian creation of this new man, and they rule by elites, and they realize very quickly the only way we can rule is by absolute totalitarian power. We have to know everything that everybody is doing. We have to control every aspect of their life at every moment, and then we take their children and we program those children to worship the state, to worship the elite leader. And that's why you're seeing people who appear to be capitalists and people who are communists and collectivists of various kinds working together, because they share the same philosophy. ruled by the elite.
And, you know, what's the most interesting thing is about North Korea, always finding an excuse to give them either money or technology or build nuclear power plants for them or one of another things. Oh, well, they got a promise to stop trying to build the bomb, and then we give them all sorts of food. And, of course, it just goes to keep the military in power and never gets to the people. But it's all in the form of, we call it, humanitarian aid, the aid that we give to the North Korean brutal dictatorship. And then they start working on their bomb again, and then we agree to give them a lot more in the way of supplies that they just promised to stop building the bomb. And they do this over and over and over again. Why would they do this? Because they want an excuse to fund North Korea. Otherwise, it couldn't survive. People need to understand this is not imaginary. It's real. They need to get Professor Sutton's books, his Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, the best enemies money could buy. We have them all. And we have an interview with Professor Sutton, formerly of the Hoover Institute, where he tells how we finance communism and Nazism and fascism since their inception. But we can't let the American people know. They've got to believe they're the enemy. Go right ahead, Russell.
This is an important quote from Professor Niemeyer's book. He says, this fact indicates that totalitarianism would not be possible in practice if it were not for a long period of intellectual erosion preceding the advent of the activist. And that's what I've just described is, for 100 years in this country, we have had the collectivist intellectuals eroding everything that makes up the philosophical foundation of a free society, promoting this idea of the elite. They knew that in order to have the populace agree to rule by elite, they had to promise them a lot of things. They had to paint this beautiful picture of this utopia that was coming. You remember Lenin and Stalin and Marx all painted this idea that after the totalitarian period of dictatorship by the proletariat, governments would wither away. Well, they never really believed that. In fact, Lenin even said, we will continuously have revolution. We will have to continuously kill people because they're always going to resist, and they're going to realize we can't bring about this utopian vision that we've created in their head, and once they catch on, we're going to be in trouble. So we have to, while they're looking at these sugar plums dancing in their head and their vision, we have to build a police state that cannot be resisted. Well, that's what's happening all over the world. It's why the totalitarian governments and these elitist image makers are building this utopian vision in people's heads. Behind the scenes and under the cover, they're building the totalitarian state, the police state. They're creating systems to watch everybody, know what everybody's doing. And, of course, they have to use an excuse. The excuse is terrorism. If we don't do this, this terrorist is coming, and he's going to do this to you, and he's going to do that to you. And so in every case throughout history, this has always been the modus operandi. There's never been an exception in modern times. They use this same method over and over, and the populace seems to fall for it every time.
But now, of course, we have such sophisticated equipment, you know, with the cameras and the computers and the ability to listen to the cell phones and to track cars and the GPS systems, and everybody has a number, and the cameras are on every street corner. It's all in the name of protecting us from those wicked Al-Qaeda, or is it Osama bin Laden, or who's the latest terrorist that we're being protected from? Go right ahead.
Yeah, and the enemy, as I said, is the person who can think. Hayek has pointed this out beautifully in his writing, and von Mises and Niemeyer. It's that the intellectual, the true thinker, is a security risk. The government knows, these elitists understand that person can destroy the illusion, make people see that the emperor is naked.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Russell is saying that the people have infiltrated the churches, and what they're doing is trying to get people to believe that the churches should become part of this social activism. They should become part of this effort to remake and restructure the world, having nothing to do with our Lord Jesus Christ, but are now becoming part of the system by which government will provide for people all over the world. Russell, I wish we could go on, but we're out of time. Do you have any website or anything you'd like to get out before we let you go?
Well, it's not concerning this, but my website is RussellBlaylockMD.com, and I also have BlaylockWellnessCenter.com.
Well, let me suggest to anybody who really appreciated what Russell was saying tonight, and it's vitally important that you do, why that you can get a copy of the CD or tape of the program. Russell, thank you so very much for being with us. Great program. I agree with this whole concept. We have to understand that the leaders of both the West and the East all want total totalitarian power in the hands of a ruling elite. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Chris. Behind this are powerful spiritual forces, and until we understand that, nothing really makes sense, because, of course, this is not simply men acting, because this idea has been, movement has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Behind this is this powerful spiritual force that is moving the world towards a climax, and I fear that climax of history is coming very, very soon. Well, this is the time when I have to remind my listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and basically, of course, as you know, we're on almost 70 outlets across America every single week. But we're going to have to start cutting back. My wife has come to me where suddenly we're not getting the funds in. People are having difficulty, and a lot of people are suddenly not able to maintain their membership in the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And people have cut back on buying a lot of the products that we put out. And that's, of course, how we find this fund this, because we have to buy time on radio stations of all sorts, satellite, shortwave. And so we're going to have to seriously think, first of all, of cutting back on shortwave. We're not getting a good response. We have a lot of shortwave listeners, but a lot of them, for whatever reason, are not helping to support Radio Liberty. So if you are out there and you are listening to us on shortwave, why we'd like you to call us. And if you're in a position to help us financially, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We have some very, very generous people who are helping us, but they just, well, we're sort of like the government. Our outflow exceeds our income, and we don't want to do what the government is doing, and that is laying itself open for frank bankruptcy. So if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family, if you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, if you'd like, of course, to just make a donation, our number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Going along with what Russell was saying tonight, let me suggest the books by Professor Sutton, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Then The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And there's not only a book, but there's a DVD by that title, My Interview with Professor Sutton, as we go into how it was our leaders who financed communism, who financed the Nazis, who financed Benito Mussolini. After all, you had to have an enemy. And if you go into the background of what happened, you'll find there were 100 American corporations in Germany, both before and during World War II, building the weapons used, of course, to kill our boys, and they were being directed by the people here at home. They actually had American CEOs over there in Germany supervising the plants that were building the weapons to kill our boys. Obviously treason. Of course, much of German activity was funded by Brown Brothers Harriman, headed by a man named Prescott Bush. It's all part of the record. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Rita Ellithorpe. And Dr. Ellithorpe is a general practitioner working in Southern California. But she works with alternative medical approaches. She's a trained physician. But basically, she has decided that rather than trying to make a lot of money and have a big, successful practice, she's going to specialize in taking care of people with difficult medical conditions that certainly are not being helped by traditional medicine. And she is able to help these people, many of them with fibromyalgia, or certainly with the chronic fatigue, or with one of a myriad of diseases which plague our people today, which, if you use the standard approaches, the people just don't get better, and they get onto psychiatric medication, or they get onto one or another medication, and they're really over probably close to 2 million people in America today with chronic fatigue, and they go from doctor to doctor, and they don't know what to do for them. And yet, of course, Dr. Ellithorpe has a very, very effective approach to these people, certainly in knowing how to analyze them and what is needed. So, Dr. Ellithorpe, I'm going to let you pick the story up from there.
Well, thank you, Dr. Montes. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. We are looking at patients with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. That's just one of the things we're doing. We have a general practice, so we see all types of patient cases. But currently, we have been publishing on this in regards to many aspects of chronic degenerative diseases. And our current study that we're looking at is to look at a nutraceutical that has in it vitamins and some herbs and some factors that are known to stimulate the NK cell count. NK cells are what we call natural killer cells. They're part of our first line of defense. And research has been published that shows patients that have chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, and we're talking about severe fatigue for the study purposes, these population of patients have a deficiency in the natural killer cell count. Well, we have factors. One are transfer factors that are known to help stimulate the count of these cells, even within a month period of time. And so we're looking at patient populations with chronic fatigue or severe fibromyalgia and are asking them to go online to tlcresearch.info and fill out a questionnaire and see if they qualify for entering the study. It's no cost to them. And we'll look at their natural killer cell counts and then give them this nutraceutical that you can get commonly, various parts of it, at the healthcare, stores, vitamin shops. But we're putting together a unique package of transfer factor, nutrients, herbals, and mushroom extracts. And then in a second group, we're going to look at the same thing, their killer cell counts. But the second item will have whey extract to try and determine which nutraceutical is better, because we want to give good nutraceuticals, and this is just
hold
one
that
of the
thought.
Studies.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available.
Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, and basically, of course, there are several million people with chronic fatigue and probably a million with fibromyalgia. There's so many people out there with Lyme disease. This is a relatively new disease. It didn't exist before about 1980, and Sydney had developed in a place called Lyme, Connecticut, right across the inlet from a place called Plum Island, where the government was doing some macabre experiments, trying to see how disease could be spread by ticks, and lo and behold, somewhere around 1980, we had Lyme disease occurring in Lyme, Connecticut, then on the other side of the inlet, on the other side of on part of Long Island. And now this is spread, this disease is spread all across America, all across the world. Oh, how did that happen? Well, government says we don't know how it happened, we don't know where it came from, but we can assure you it had nothing to do with our experiments infecting ticks. Well, you can believe what you want to. Be that as it may, we have so many people with these diseases out there, and Rita is trying to find out how we can help. Now, a lot of people are susceptible to these diseases because they have heavy metal intoxication, and that would be with aluminum, mercury, fluoride is not a heavy metal, but these all are toxic, and these have to be treated. But really what Rita is trying to do is use the certainly nutraceutical products to help people. And they have a product, they want to know how well it works. And basically it contains green tea, and it contains various products that are beneficial, that contains certain mushrooms and vitamins and minerals and things that are known to stimulate the immune response. Now basically there are three parts to the immune response. There's the acute phase, which of course involves the mobilization of the polymorphonuclear white cells. The second phase, which involves the lymphocytes and creating antibodies, and then the third stage of regression. Well, what of course Dr. Ellithorp is trying to do is target the first stage. And basically, of course, the body stimulates something called natural killer cells, and you can actually count those natural killer cells. And of course, if you can actually raise the number of natural killer cells, they will help in the control of the disease. And that's what they need something to measure. And so Dr. Ellithorp is trying to get people to volunteer for a trial program. And of course, could you tell our listeners again? Do these people would have to live in Southern California, or what would the circumstances be?
They would have to come to the clinic on the date notified if they're accepted on their questionnaire on the internet questionnaire we have, and we will draw a tube of blood. Which would be sent off to do the counting of the natural killer cells. Then we would give them the nutraceutical and ask them to take this, do a pill count. And there's certain things we would ask them not to do. We would ask them not to drink in excess, to be on any other known nutraceutical that stimulates the immune system the prior 60 days. And then at the end of 30 days, 1 month later, they would have to come back and we would draw their blood again and do the count. If they complete the one-month study and take it faithfully, then, of course, we'll give them, you know, like a three-month supply for free of the nutraceutical. And this will hopefully be published afterwards. It's an open-label study. It's not double-blind, placebo-controlled. It's our initial evaluation to look at this compilation of nutrients in two different immune-enhancing items that are known individually. Each of these have publications for every component that will help stimulate the natural killer cell count, but we're trying to look at which is better, or maybe there'd be a rotation between one and the other. But we need to do this in order to understand as physicians how best to approach them and what dose is effective.
So all right, basically, one product, basically, of course, you don't have to have a double-blind study. You simply are going to measure the natural killer cells at the beginning of the program and then at the end of the program a month later. And basically, so you can actually have a count and you can actually see if it goes up. And basically, of course, both products you're going to get will have the same vitamins and minerals in them, but one will have transfer factor, which has been shown to alter aid the immune system, and the other will have whey, which is a milk product. So you won't know necessarily which one you have, at least initially, and then at the end of a month, why you find out which one you got. And then, of course, it may be that both products, whether they have the transfer factor or they don't, will actually stimulate the number of T cells. Would that be correct, the T killer cells?
Yes. In this venue, one will have the transfer factor, the other will have the whey, and they will know which one they're on. So it's going to be known to everyone. Again, we're just trying to look to focus, so to say, our attack and find which nutraceuticals are more powerful in stimulating the cellular immunity of the patient. Again, every one of these components has research behind it showing that it has some effect. But when we put them together in this fashion, we are looking to have a synergistic or a compounding of the result. The largest increase in cell count has gone up as much as 269% within a month's period of time. We're hoping to beat those records, and then the patient will be better immunologically able to defend against whatever may be the cause of their chronic fatigue. Again, we are not trying to determine the cause here. We are just trying to build up their defenses. That's one of the approaches we take as physicians in integrative medicine. We do, as physicians, use standard medicine. Sometimes when we're treating our patients, a medicine is needed, an antibiotic or some other prescriptive medicine. But our desire is to avoid using prescription medicines as much as possible and find ways through lifestyle, hydration, diet, detoxification to enhance the patient's general well-being. And we have wonderful tests, unique tests, along with standard tests as we look at a whole patient. But for the study, we're not going to be doing that because they won't be actual patients. They're just going to be study patients for just this set of products. But I'm in general describing what I would do otherwise. If they were my personal patients, I would do an entire evaluation of many other things besides their natural killer cell count.
All right, basically, because the product contains such things as selenium, and it has these mushrooms, and basically, down through the ages, they've found that certain types of mushrooms really do boost the immune response, and certainly vitamins and minerals will actually boost the immune response. And so all of these have been put together in the concoction. One, though, will have the transfer factor, and the other will not. Now, basically, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Dr. Ellithorpe, would you like to get out the website or a telephone number people could call? If they live in the southern part of California, would be interested in volunteering for the study?
Yes, it's TLC, and that's like saying tender loving care, tlcresearch.info. Once again, that's tlcresearch.info. That's the website where you can look at the study and see the products and look at the components and then fill out a questionnaire about yourself. And then if you're accepted, a staff member will contact you. Once again, we're looking for severe fatigue, and we define that as a state in which doing the normal daily activities of living are difficult for the patient to do. So walking, making your own food, doing your own laundry, that degree of fatigue is the type of patient we're looking for, ages 25 to 60, male and female. We just ask that you not knowingly have been on some immunostimulator nutrient for the prior 2 months or 60 days.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, why give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, of course, you, I know, treat a lot of people who do have the chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. This overlaps with the Gulf War illness. It overlaps with Lyme disease. And we're talking about literally millions of people with these disabilities. And the organized medicine, the Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, are doing everything they can to claim that these diseases don't exist. I mean, it must be frustrating for you, Dr. Ellithorpe, to run into this all the time. I know very often I attend medical meetings regularly, and they say, do you have any suggestions at all for programs? I always say, yes, let's have a program on chronic fatigue. Well, we certainly, when they bring in an outside speaker, he's from one of the major research institutes that are funded by the government, and they say, there is no such disease. It doesn't exist. It's psychological. Give him a Prozac or give him a Luvox or something of that sort, but there's no such thing as chronic fatigue. Have you run into this, Dr. Ellithorpe?
Yes, and at least, you know, the standard medical community has acknowledged this, and there is an ICD-9 code for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. So we can identify a conglomeration of symptoms that will be sufficient enough to give them that diagnosis, and hopefully they can get some sort of treatment in standard care. But when they come to us, we work in conjunction with their primary care physician. Many of them work with rheumatologists, immunologists, and we'll give them these types of standard medications like Elavil and Lyrica, various drugs like that. We're trying to look for heavy metal toxins.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan and Dr. Ellisthorpe simply talk about all the problems, of course, that people can have. And certainly if they are diabetic, they're going to be having all sorts of problems as far as they suddenly not being able to heal things, heal them properly. And so many people really do have sugar intolerance, and they're eating altogether too much sugar or drinking too many suddenly sugary drinks. And this, of course, suppresses the immune system. But there's so many things that we do that suppress the immune system. One of the most frequent things, of course, is the presence of metals, which we're constantly exposed to, which the average doctor really doesn't treat for, because, I mean, the average doctor has no idea that the mercury fillings that have been placed in the patient's mouth are actually constantly leaching out mercury and poisoning the individual. Mercury is a deadly poison, especially as far as the brain is concerned. Poisons the whole body. And basically, fortunately, about half the dentists now in America very quietly have quit putting in the mercury fillings. But most of the dentists are not equipped to take out the mercury fillings, because I've talked to people who've had their mercury fillings taken out, and they've ended up with mercury toxicity. And so you have to, if you're going to have your mercury fillings taken out, the constantly leaching a poison into your system, you have to go to a dentist who's been specifically trained in that. And certainly, but go right ahead, Dr. Ellithorpe, talking about certainly the fact that there's so many things that have to be evaluated in people. Now, the study that they're doing is simply to find out how people will respond when given the vitamin mineral, certainly a product with or without transfer factor. That's this study. But of course, if people are going to be come into treatment, there are so many things that have to be evaluated, because so many things impact on the immune system and they're not properly evaluated because they're never discussed in our meetings. And there are many people who have not one but a series of these chronic diseases because their immune system is not responding properly. Would that be a fair statement, Dr. Ellithorpe?
Yes. One of the items that should be addressed is as simple as they're getting adequate hydration. Are they drinking enough water? Most Americans don't drink enough water. That should be basically whatever your weight in pounds are, cut that in half, and that's the number of ounces you should be drinking a day. Nor are they asked what time they go to bed or what kind of work stresses there are, life stresses. And so we look at their entire essence. We take their histories from infancy, from where they lived in the world, what kind of jobs they have. So we're quite detailed, and then we embark on a very thorough evaluation of their digestion, their immune system, their antioxidant status, and things such as heavy metals, and we try and link them up with dentists that are called biological dentists that do remove safely the mercury with proper blocking for any spillover as they drill those things out. But one of the things that I think most people don't understand is when you eat, Americans watch the TV and they're taught that certain diets are fun and life is better if they eat these kind of foods. And these foods are made more and more sweet and they have more and more spices. Even like one salad dressing itself might have 27 separate ingredients in it. And they pour that over a salad that has carrots and cucumbers and celery and lettuce and onions and cheese parts and sprouts and tomatoes on top of the dressing. And so that is an immunological nightmare for your immune system to organize as it goes through your digestive system. So we teach a simplicity of the diet. It's not saying that you can't have it 2 treat days a month where you really have fun foods and a lot of variety. But we're asking patients to seriously look at the volume of spices and varieties from meal to meal to snack to meal. And we are standing in opposition to snacks that have, 18 grains and raisins and almonds and coconut shavings in it. It's too much. Only kings and queens of, times gone by were able to eat such wild variety of things. So that's another serious stress that very few have published on, to look for immunological stress from the variety of the spices and foods you eat in a day.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you live in the southern part of California and you'd like to be part of this study, it doesn't cost anything. And of course, you certainly may very well be introduced to products that will help you. If you're one of the tragic victims of chronic fatigue, certainly Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, Gulf War illness, and of course, they all interlock. They all have to do with the decrease in the immune response. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
So, Dr. Stan, we have Carrie calling from Santa Cruz, wanted to know how she could get the product of basically Dr. Ellithorpe. Has no financial interest in it. She doesn't sell it. But she was just telling Carrie from Santa Cruz, who has chronic fatigue, she's been laid up for 15 or more years, of course, disabled by this, wants to know how to get the product. And once again, Dr. Ellithorpe, how can the individual get the product?
Yeah, the company is Researched Nutraceuticals. That's, again, Researched Nutraceuticals. And their number is 1-800-755-3402. 1-800-755-3402.
And if you do call, Carrie, just mention you heard about it on Radio Liberty. We're going to see if we get them to advertise with us. I'm going to be calling them tomorrow. Anything else you'd like to ask, Carrie?
I just like to say I think this is fabulous. I'm so glad you're here. And, you know, I don't think I could make it without the support of people like you. Thank you so much.
God bless. Well, thank you so very much. So let's go. We have Ann calling from Cincinnati. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And hi, Ann from Cincinnati. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan, and your other doctor there. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce her name.
Her name is Rita Ellithorpe, E-L-L-I-T-H-O-R-P-E. Okay?
Ellithorpe, thank you.
Ellithorpe, go ahead.
Is there anything either of you could recommend for, it's a certain kind of arthritis. It's named after ankylosing spondylitis, I believe, but it's not that disease. It's the arthritis that's named after it. Or is there anything a spine doctor or an orthopedic surgeon I could go to could do to ease some of the pain, especially when it catches? Sometimes it catches in a spasm. It's very everything.
Well, basically, do you have a bad back? I mean, there's a very definite difference between, say, the discogenic disease and ankylosing spondylitis. Because, of course, you could just look at the X-ray and you can see the fusion of the back, the inflammation of the joints, and then replaced by fusions, you get stiff. Do you have ankylosing spondylitis? Do you have discogenic disease?
I don't know. They said it's an arthritis that's named after, it's not ankylosing spondylitis, but it's either spondylitis or it's ankylosing arthritis. I can't remember which.
It could be spondylosis or something. I really wouldn't even know it without seeing your X-rays, what it could possibly be. Do you have any thoughts at all, Dr. Ellithorpe?
Well, it's a massive topic. Every part of your body is made up of a cell. You have bone cells, muscle cells, brain cells, skin cells, and you have vessels, little tiny capillaries that come from arterioles, from your major arteries all the way to your heart. And when we are in a toxic world, when we are having heavy metals, when we are having high carbohydrate diets, when we take in a very stressful, highly complex diet full of spices and varieties, and it's got GMO in it, and you have, maybe lifestyle habits of drinking or smoking, or you used to do that, and you're just aging, and we have the sun's radiation, and then we have the typical viruses and illnesses and stresses that come in life. All of these things together hurts the cell membrane of the cell of every part of your body, and that's your spine you're referring to. So long and the short of it is you have to find a doctor that has a understanding of the interrelationship of all these parts of what it takes to repair a cell membrane. If you don't have a good capillary to get to the cells in your spine and the cartilage and the muscles and the ligaments, you're just covering it over with a symptom tape with a drug, anti-inflammatory, but you're doing nothing to heal and slow the process of the disease down. Everything matters. Your diet matters. Your hydration matters. Your sleep cycles matter. Your stress matters. The sugar content and the fruit sugar content of your diet, your antioxidant assay, your level of toxins. And so you'll have to find a physician that feels competent enough to take on that entire system. I'm on the board of the American College for the Advancement of Medicine. That's called ACAM, A-C-A-M. And if you go on the web and you put in ACAM.com, A-C-A-M.com, you'll find physicians on their register list near you. And, just call their office and ask if that physician has an integrative approach where they can do both all this natural investigative evaluation along with standard of care and move you forward and look at your entire being. And yes, there's wonderful nutraceuticals that can work with standard pharmaceuticals until you don't need the pharmaceuticals. Systemic enzymes help. Knowing your blood type will help. Doing essential oils will help. Nutraceuticals like turmeric, coumarin, and other things are known to what we call calm down the inflamed immune system. But that's what you have to do.
Great. Okay, thank you, Dr. Ellithorpe and Dr. Stan. Now, what was it? So you said one sentence about when I go on ACAMP website, you said there was one thing I need to ask when I contact the doctor's office close to me, integrated therapy.
Yes, ask their office manager or staff, what is the approach of this doctor? Do they look at alternatives, my lifestyle, my diet, my antioxidant assay, toxins like heavy metals? Do they do that? And if they do, then it sounds like you have a good beginning.
Okay, Anne, okay. I hope that'll help us. Give us a call sometime. Let us know what happens, okay?
God bless you.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there are so many things that, of course, we're exposed to today. And certainly there are new diseases. I honestly believe that some of these diseases have actually been created. Why do I believe that? Well, of course, we have certainly the discussion by Dr. Dunnigan I've interviewed. He was a pediatrician in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who in 1969 who heard Dr. Richard Day, and you can look him up on the internet under Wikipedia. Dr. Richard Day, the former the chairman, medical director of Planned Parenthood, telling how the group he was working with, he called it the Order, was going to be creating all these new diseases, and they were intentionally going to create them. They had treatments for cancer. They were going to suppress them. There were too many people in the world. But, of course, they were going to suppress effective treatments, and they were going to create new diseases. We know that a couple of months later, and we actually have the copy of the transcript of what Dr. Dunnigan had said on a number of occasions. He was a good friend of Dr. Cuddy's. And then, of course, we have the testimony by Dr. David MacArthur a few months later before the Military Appropriations Committee, talk about how the military wanted to create these new chronic disabling diseases and new lethal diseases. And some people thought this was madness for them to be doing that, but they wanted the money anyway. 1969, they wanted $10 million so they could create a new disease for which there'd be no immune response. And just about 10 years later, 1979, in the San Francisco Bay Area, why, of course, the infectious disease specialist began to find out all these people coming down with a new disease for which there was no immune response. The disease was called AIDS. If you haven't read my book on the AIDS epidemic or read our material on AIDS, how it was created, why it was created, why, and remember, it's killed probably 30 or 40 million people throughout the world. It's depopulating Africa, but that's what it's intended to be, because the disease is actually genetically designed to kill blacks, primarily to kill blacks. And the homosexuals, but that's simply because of their lifestyle. But most of the people are dying of this today. We're either homosexual or black, and that was the way the disease is designed. It is genetic specific, or certainly racial specific, to kill off certain racial groups. And that is why, simply in Botswana today, where they test all of the pregnant women, they don't do that here in the United States, but they do it in Botswana, because we want to know what a great job we're doing. And we are doing a great job. Last count, this was 3 or 4 years ago, 46% of all pregnant women were HIV infected, and they're all going to die. That's either the greatest public health failure or the most successful genocidal program that there's ever been, and I happen to believe it's the last. Well, Dr. Ellithorpe, certainly, as you're on the front lines of this battle, for taking care of the patients today. Do you think that there are new diseases out there, or at least that we're getting different patterns of diseases than we got 20 or 30 years ago?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question that research is done in microbiology to look for this as a weaponized form of warfare. There's research articles published on the fact that they're trying to make certain infectious agents that, like you said, will target certain ethnic groups. And this is a fact. It's happening. And we have to all look back to our youth and ask the question, were there so many kids on attention deficit disorder, Ritalin, Adderall drugs back then, so many that are having cancers at younger ages. What I'm seeing in my population is the younger ages, like early 30s, they're coming down with all of the age-related diseases that I formerly saw when I first started medical school and training in the 70s. They're showing up in late 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds almost as much as you would have expected to see it back then in a late 50, early 60. Your old patient. So this is a travesty. I just think that we failed on the war on cancer, our heart disease, cancer. All these things have not changed. They have worsened. And what do we have for all the billions that we spent on it? We don't have a success. So that's why physicians like myself look at this. We don't throw out the standard care or pharmaceuticals when they're appropriate. But we, at least as a group, are deciding if we're not going to get money from, research or the government to look at nutraceuticals, we're going to do some studies on our own to see how we can help our patients, because we have family members. We're, fighting our own personal health issues, and we want answers. And so that's why a group of us physicians took on this extra work. We're not paid. I don't make money on the time I spend on top of a full-time busy practice. I do this because it needs to be done. And, all the help we can get is greatly appreciated, because we volunteer our time to do it.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And when I graduated from medical school in 1952, we didn't have chronic fatigue disease. We did not have suddenly the Lyme disease. We did not have the fibromyalgia. These are new diseases, ladies and gentlemen. We have a war on cancer, and we have more cancer than ever before. Why would that be? Well, of course, if you get the four CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, Dr. Richard Day, former director of Planned Parenthood, and you can look him up on Wikipedia, on the Internet, he really was there, was the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, and basically he had told Dr. Dunnigan, the doctors, they had treatments for cancer in 1969. But they were going to keep them actually locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation, because people had to die of something. There were too many people in the world. They might as well die of cancer. And you say, how could anybody have such a callous and a cruel approach to humanity? But you see, this is an elite. They're the people who really run the world. And they have no concern about humankind. Well, anyway, all these new diseases have come on in my lifetime. We have suddenly a war on heart disease, and we have more heart disease. How could you possibly, fighting all these wars, and of course we have a war on poverty, we have more poverty, this is not happening simply by accident. All these are things that the government is opposing. They're actually, of course, behind the scenes, actually promoting, or at least this element within them. I believe these are people who have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Dr. Ellithorp, is this group that you're affiliated with, these doctors in integrative medicine, is this group growing? Are more and more doctors beginning to turn to this approach?
Yes, and that's very encouraging. And I have in my practice many healthcare professionals coming to me, and we're training them for free. They shadow me. So we need to get this accepted as a formal teaching method. ACAM, the American College for the Advancement of Medicine, takes many physicians. The numbers are growing. The audiences are excited. They themselves as physicians are coming for advice and for treatment for themselves, because you see, their families are being targeted too with this ravage of cancer and heart disease and chronic fatigue and so many other things. So we're very excited about the trends. We are very hopeful that we can continue to use science-based evidence, medicine, to show our reasons why we see improvement. One of the challenges to our kind of medicine is we modify so many parameters. We look at hydration. We look at their lifestyles, work styles, their habits. Do they drink? Do they not drink? We look at toxins. We detoxify them. We apply nutraceuticals. And then you ask the question, what made them better? Well, it was everything that made them better, And so it's so hard to target one part as far as having an impact. That's what we're doing with this study. We're targeting one issue. We're trying to isolate down one issue. We're not asking anything other than the fact that there are not unknown immune modulators for the prior 60 days. And then we're trying to duplicate other research that's been done around the world and define which is the better product, or maybe they'll both be fantastic. So,
well, I think what's really so interesting is that you have a something you can actually measure that has to do with the immune response, and that's the T cells, the killer T cells.
Right.
Then that gives you a real advantage, and you know, certainly because if we can alter the immune response, we can overcome and help these people chronically disabled. And certainly we'll hope to have it, Dr. Ellithorp, on in a month or so, or a couple of months, when she has the results back on this, to find out if the transfer factor, which is will be part of this, some of them have transfer factor, other won't. We'll want to know whether this makes any difference at all. Be back in a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
She's just talking about, as you get older, why, of course, your intestine doesn't work so well. You get a leaky gut, and you have to be very, very careful as far as your, certainly as far as the health and, of course, the bacterial content of your intestinal tract. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely.
And is that one reason why older people seem to have a lot of gas and belching? Does they benefit from the probiotics?
I used to have a line of age 65 and older. They all went on digestive aids plus probiotics. Now I've dropped it to age 55. All of us are going to die someday. And so if you don't have heart disease, you don't have cancer, you don't have diabetes, you don't have severe fatigue for your age, you're still aging and falling apart. You know, you're still going to have enough cell membrane damage from something is happening that is going to take you out at some point in time. And what we're trying to teach and say, we have learned and we are published in repairing cell membranes, and it's so important that you digest so that you can get the amino acids from your proteins and that you can digest your fats and reconstitute them in the cell membrane to delay this accumulation of cell membrane damage that makes you leak out your energy and leak out your nutrients and nutrient minerals as well.
Well, Dr. Ellithorp, we're going to have to let you go because we're out of time. I hope we can get you back on sometime real soon. It's fascinating. I really appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and God bless, Dr.
And God bless. And I just hope if the people out there and the listening audience in Southern California would like to be part of this program, once again, the telephone number they can call?
Area code 949-474-0667, or go to the website tlcresearch.info. And I want to compliment the men of these nutraceuticals. I know the owner of this company, and I can say these men are putting their own dollars down to help research go forward. So there are many wonderful nutraceutical people out there.
God bless you. Thank you so very much. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine, Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy Dr. Rita Ellithorp. And we've had some fascinating conversations with her, and we hope to have her on again to keep you abreast of some of the things we're talking about. There really are a lot of other approaches to medicine which are not universally used. In fact, so many doctors have never been taught this because, of course, medical education is primarily directed by the pharmaceutical companies, by Pfizer and Merck and these other multi-billion dollar corporations that want them to prescribe all sorts of products that really don't do that much good. A perfect example is statin drugs. If you'd like to know about statin drugs, we have a 4-tape set on them, a 4-CD set on statin drugs. You need to get it. We have a 4-CD set on by Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health Saving Secrets. We have his book entitled Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Then, of course, Life Saving Secrets is a 4-CD set. And we recommend that you get these. If you'd like to know about the diabolical plan that's being carried out, you need to get the 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, for Dr. Dunnigan. Tells about the talk that Dr. Richard Day gave back in 1969, where he outlawed, of course, the plan to kill off the majority of the population of the world. And, Sydney, we actually have a transcript of that if you want to get it. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I certainly want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We are really having some serious problems at the present time. If you listen on shortwave, of course, we'd like you to call us and let us know if you're in a position to help us financially. Otherwise, we're probably going to have to drop our shortwave coverage because, of course, we have many other means by which people can get us on the Internet, certainly by iPhone, by iPad, by telephone. We have so many means people can get us, and if we have